طبعا بالذات احنا
My name is Kosharamant. My name is Kosharamant. I'm responsible for strategic planning and monitoring the Department of Transport.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Minister, colleagues. My name is Carmen Kapsia. I'm the acting crew for NASA.
Okay. Kepala Negara kita. Terus pula.
Morning, Minister. Morning, Chair. Honourable members. My name is Robert Carlson, ex-member of Parliament 1994-99, currently PLO for Minister Kibani.
Honourable Chair, honourable members, and Minister, my name is Akundi, the current from both platforms.
Thank you very much. We have a challenge in Parliament of venues, Honourable Minister and members. We last minute we had to get this venue, but the challenge here, I think the aircon, the sound of the aircon, and I assume if we switch it off, it's going to be very hot. So we'll try and tolerate the sound. But let me take this opportunity to thank you, Minister, for coming and to present the APP. I became the chairperson of this committee since 2016. I was from another committee. I was a whip of another committee, but then I was deployed to this committee. Since I've been in this committee as a chair, we've always complaining about the absence of minister. We've never seen a minister coming to this committee. We are very grateful and appreciate that you've attended this meeting. Sometimes would, at least in the absence of the minister or deputy, request that the DG at least should be present. But there were occasions where we had to send the department back because there was no head of local head, no head of administration. So we'd like to thank you for coming, but also in a way also emphasizing that whenever we invite the department, we'd like to make sure that Folgal head, or if your program is so tight, that at least the DG must be present. Thank you very much. The apologies that I want to go to first. We have apologies from our side. Honourable Dikhale, who is a member of the committee, but also the House Chairperson for International Relations and Members Affairs. Also, apology for Honourable Nkebe, who is writing examinations this week. Honourable Dikhale is sick, he's on sick leave. Those are, and also Honourable Valda from Mpumalanga. Is on a long sick leave. I think I don't remember seeing him this year at all. He's on a very long sick leave. So those are the apologies from our side. Honorable Father.
Thank you, Chair President. I know I should maybe use my apartment medical aid to be better for hearing aid, but is there a possibility that there's some speaker or something? Because I really have difficulty with the air conditioning in the I don't know if it's AC to me, but it's possible if there's some type of waiting answer that.
Okay. We'll try and
find. We'll
try and sort that out if it's possible. Are there any other apologies, Honorable?
Chairman, some of the apologies. I would like to propose that we stick to the agreement that we have in the committee, that we only accept apologies.
Those that I'm mentioning are in writing. Not for Vauda, yes. Thank you very much. Honorable Minister?
My voice is not that great.
Okay, yes, good.
Thank you very much.
We're also taking into consideration
between developments that align both to the present and the future, medium term as well as the medium term plan, as well as the medium term. As you put the thing on chair in honor of the member, our department also contributes to four outcomes of the SPSA, which also this ACP is talking about. The first one is outcome four, which is business employment to improve the economic growth. We contribute to our side. I've come to see the world and different objectives and the sports of economic infrastructure. Outcome seven, which is on comprehensive work development, and then the sports. But there's no work development or then the work without as well as outcome 10, which is to protect and enhance our environmental assets and natural resources. We identify six key areas of service delivery over the middle of the The first one is efficient and integrated infrastructure network and operation. Under this, the first task is the implementation of the National Transport Master Plan 2015, which aims to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of a mass mode of transport system that is well regulated and managed. The key is where that is not as an integrated transport system, which still remains the goal of government that takes the service. Also under efficient and integrated infrastructure, we point to the promulgation, the target of promulgation of legislation and the establishment of the single transport economic regulator, as we said, which aims to provide enhanced and variety of private sector investments as well in the areas that we are in the state sector and manage the infrastructure owners. Also under the first area is intervention through transport infrastructure field. The crucial area of maintenance of national and for future business. The elevation is it's a huge challenge, the issue of maintaining growth. And also we must just share with you, particularly the Select Commission of the particular interest. We have in the department what we call the potential road maintenance grants, which are grants for to maintain growth. We have to hide it here because we are not certified. Some of this money does not go to maintain the position. And unmaintained growth has become sometimes even more expensive to keep than building new roads. So it's an issue that the Select Committee would like you to urge you to pay particular attention. Also, the attempt of infrastructure intervention, we aim to support drivers around before the system and the system and the implementation of Buddha takes this is the final solution for all mankind. My own view, by the way, on this is a new karma, transform. A representation of Buddha says, it's a controversial issue. Because there are people who say, this is a neoliberal system. The statement just fine. But on the other hand, the question arises, yes, but from when? I mean, why did they let us go to the fore in 2000? In fact, it's a broader societal issue. Because it applies in so many instances. The struggle for free education also is about that. There were some who wanted to free our education for all the things you, others are saying no. But there's a danger if you talk for that, because those who can afford that who are rich. And hey, it's the same thing here. But this is perhaps leading to a broader discussion of the place. I don't know, it might have happened, but it's a necessary discussion. How do we really find for all the infrastructure? And of course, one of the targets is to upgrade the Morocco road, the slaughterhouse, which we need to address. Rehabilitation, re-cleaning, re-gravity, laptop section, and Facebook road to the cover from the program. I've already said on something like this. This is another program that the commission of state. I'm not saying you ignore the others. Because it's got huge potential, properly implemented, to create jobs and to build access programs, especially in the rural areas. And there are also very network initiatives like the Morocco Rail Development Corridor, the station modernization program, the railroad is stopped in the newer program and the train manufacturer is not. Which, by the way, we were hoping that this train manufacturing plant is going to be the first train is going to come out like standard. But I must just be honest with you, this other threat, because it's taken us a lot to resupplement between our departments and the movement of about five of the land on which we are going to do. It's a matter that I'm saying to your attention. Let me try and come up with mitigation measures. But it may be that, unfortunately. Also, of course, our target is construction and operation of the basic public transport network and the implementation of the maritime transport policy. The focus of operation is at the time. Developing our ocean economy. Now, these are some of the targets and the first key service delivery area of the system and integrated infrastructure. The second key set of deliverables revolves around building a transport sector that is safe and secure. Under this, the implementation of the road safety strategy. We to the aim of reducing global crashes of vitality. Yesterday I released the report on the Israel. Not good news at all. And also they are concerned with the fact that human behavior still constitutes the biggest, biggest contributor to most of it. Whether we are talking about something driving people in the store and projecting. In focusing on a secure and safe transport sector, road safety programs must also cover the youth. After the still largest category of vitality on roads is the youth of young people. I call it a human wastage of unimaginable proportion. It's about the future of our country. We also need road safety education and community programs. And also that we truly make road safety programs 365-day programs, not just around Easter. Of course, when the traffic volumes are going to increase, you have to take additional measures. But what we want to do is really that this cafe effectively and meaningfully become a yellow focus on road safety if we are to reduce the vitality. We also are working towards finalizing the National Railway Safety Strategy to also care rail as the next. But also as members of Parliament, we have to also form an effective partnership around faith, especially in our public transport. We won't win this battle unless we mobilize the community. For example, pedestrian fatality increased. And the areas are known when it happened. I was shocked when the Road Traffic Management Corporation told me that 35% of all pedestrian fatalities are in the territory. 35% of the total national pedestrian fatality is in Earth and around the township. Woman, Ula, Dina, Delamonte. And the MSP from the Western Cape also gave us an interesting statistic yesterday. The state government may test the blood of all pedestrians who have died on the road. Then they find that 50% of them have alcohol in their blood. Which leads to the fact that what we've been aware of, also that these pedestrian fatalities are very hard in the area which happens. Clearly, no matter how much you can do as government, we won't win this fight alone. So members of parliament should clearly be through their constituency offices and mobilizing communities, be active participants in this. In fact, that's what will make this thing get there to 65 years. If we are able to mobilize it again. And the third major area of delivery care is improving rural access and infrastructure mobility. including Leonard Transport Project. I don't want to spend much time on that, but other than point out that one of the challenges we have in Leonard Transport is that it's managed differently in provinces. Some provinces is managed under the Department of Education, in other departments of transport. Our view is that this asset is managed by transport. With respect educationally, they know education, curriculum, everything, but they must leave transport to us and no transport. If we are to be this is also a of course there is very little we can do other than the way because provincial governments are autonomous when it comes to how premiums their exports and how they actually allocate them. But the thing is that you should take into account. Also, there are lots of experts. By the way, the story that I heard yesterday when I was looking for the government, you shocked me at this. You know, I don't know. In case that in the rural areas,
sometimes there is this, what we call, entity
access normally has got more people with expertise than the back. Sometimes you find if let's call Tony to back rather than the other way around. Yeah, the same way. So it's really expensive. It's supposed to mind. Tony said.
Outside the thieves as well, Honorable Minister.
Okay. The
health thieves must also sell it.
Yes. We need to ensure once the image is in, is the feeling of all things. I've been appointed when most of our boys are expired. Some have expired, others are expiring, and they still would be speaking. But also the data of Russians that you do not apply your mind properly. I started with Russia, but couldn't appoint for full term because myself I'm still not yet settled in the end. Who exactly was? So far, I've done my best to select people within health who I believe will also fight any capture, whatever it is. And to lay a basis to actually drive an efficient path. The friends that I made and to say, what are the cases of most? Take up. So, as well as the other board. So, also another key issue is the feeling of opposition to my department that prioritizes it. Because just about every board of senior management is active.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we need to prioritize it. Now, people think that maybe I go too far, I think that I'm excessive. I'm not the president, but I must say that the whole end of this subject is covered. It's that not that I the Yes, I know. I've always been it, by the way, directly, but I'm not talking because there's an entitlement to be in cabinet, not at all. Transport, I'm faced with that problem now. The reason why these positions are not filled is because they have to go through two ministers. Who were at the point of wanting to start to do something they get to know. But I suppose that I'm not the president, but I feel strongly about this case that we need a balance. But I'm committed to feeling deep, hoping that myself I won't be trusted there by that. But in any case, we have 12 months left of the session. Last night. Last week, we have to ensure, amongst other things, and the select committee is a very important role, that we take all the outcomes seriously. It's not an head of the government that. The same entity, for instance, is faulted by the auditor general on one and the same thing, year after year, and nothing gets done. So these are some of the things that require attention. I'm sorry if I've taken longer,
no,
but I just thought that, let me just say this by way of background, and then, as I have said, then, as is normally the case, the CPSC. I don't mind chair because, as I said, if you grant me, I'll need to be free by 12. I need to say something before I apply for it. So, I really know that there are questions that may be directed to me. So,
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Let me first indicate that we normally have meetings of this committee on Tuesday. We just changed with another committee that is chaired by Honorable Makuwe yesterday because of other logistical arrangements that we dealt with earlier. Otherwise, this meeting are on Tuesday. So that you don't get confused when we invite you on Tuesday, you know, so in future. But what we normally as a committee emphasize on is that at least we anticipate, we understand that the ministers are also have to do executive work, but we normally emphasize that at least with regard to the APP, strategic plans and APP, as well as the annual report, that the minister will regard them as custodians of those documents to present them. Sometimes if we are to have briefings about any of the policy of a department, we don't mind if the head of that director department or directorate within the department come and present on behalf of the department. But these two, the annual report and APPs, we already see. But as you indicated that you need to be released at 12, I'll allow members if they want to ask questions now, and then we deal with the report and the with the programs of the report, and then they ask their questions to the DG and his team. I'll allow members, but that's from me, Honorable Minister, on the strategic goal number 3, improve rural access and mobility. I was hoping that you would not only limit it on learners, but because I know in the rural areas you find people hitchhiking because there is no dedicated public transport system for rural areas. Honorable Faba, Honorable Makuwe, Honorable Makwebu, and yeah.
Thank you, Chief Minister. Thanks, Minister, for being here first time in this committee. I'm glad it's a meeting on Tuesday. It's mostly the field of the cabinet meeting, so I'm glad to be here on Tuesday. We would like to have you here. Minister, just quickly, we've been here for a few years already. Luckily, they didn't take us around so much. So we did some oversight throughout the country, and we were speaking on train manufacturing plants. Now we've been at Cruz Quirk about 3 years ago, and we've seen that we spoke to people that worked there for many years, 7 years, etc. And people were telling us that they are actually manufacturing trains for China and things in South Africa. At Cruz Quirk. And we were saying, but that time we could not understand. Why are we getting trains from Spain and these places in South Africa, or they are manufacturing our own trains? So I would just like to ask, we've got in Nigel, we've got in Cruz Quirk, there's a few of these manufacturing plants for trains already in South Africa. Why don't we optimize that and look at it already in place? So this is the question on that. On the Molotov road, we've done the oversight there, Minister. We know, as you say, the plaster. But to be quite honest, when we go there and we do oversight, nothing happens there. And this thing has been coming already from the fourth parliament when I just got onto the committee at the end. And we are now already in the next term. We're 5 years on the road. And really, there's nothing really very... I want to say things that really happen, positive things that we can say, things that happen. On train transportation, transportation in the Western Cape, for instance, as I am staying in the Academy Park, I use the train quite often because I feel this is where you see, when you go to the train in the Academy Park, you drive to Parliament, you speak to people on the train, and I go to the first stop and you speak to them. And one problem, not on time. You can hear the people moaning and complaining. Then I went to find out even more, and the shocking experience to me that was half of the commuters, actually something like 50% of the commuters are actually not even using rail transport anymore because of the train station there on time. So we've had a decrease of, I think actually if I have to go and ask the minister of ground, he sees that there's actually problems at that time. That is to more than half the road transportation in the Western Cape. And if you just take that, it will take a lot of pressure off the road, infrastructure, these types of things. So if you have to have a train transportation system that is on time, I think that is something that is necessary for our workers in town. And our entities want to just take part of this take away.
Thank you. Honorable Makwebu? Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Minister, I think recently I've had you after listening to your report around you were mostly considering the point that maybe we should be strong in enforcing in our laws, and one of the issues is that reckless driving, traffic offenses like reckless driving, drunken driving must be, you know, pushed to a shade of 5%. But fine, let's keep those professions. I want to look at your thinking. I don't find it as a best thinking, but I think, I want to challenge you and say, whilst you are thinking of that, you know, what is it that you think must be done quicker to deal with the challenges of the human system with teaching? To fortify your endeavors on prevention of growth fatalities, but that human system seems to have a focus that is not taking off as it should be, with the problem around that. Because there's a thing that prevention is premature. So when you deal with an offender already, somebody has died already on the road. So your responsibility is naturally reactionary. Somebody has died. But if you are strong in prevention, particularly the demon system, how should you deal with that? To me, I think you should be spending your time and your resources on those levels. That whilst you are also, you know, considering your other route, namely the one I've mentioned. I want to hear your take on that. Thank you.
Honorable Mapo, just before that, but I just want to explain on this issue Mr. Mapo is raising, because it has to do with the ARTO bill. ARTO bill is out of the hands of the department now. It's a matter that is being addressed by Parliament. So it is the Parliament that then must discuss and pass that bill. So I'm not saying the minister may not respond, but I just wanted to caution that it's now out of department's hands. As we speak, provinces are busy with the public hearing. We're going to be dealing with the negotiating mandate, and we hope to finalize or pass the legislation before the end of June if our program is not disturbed. Yeah, but you're free to respond to that, Minister. Honorable Mapo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start off by just adding to your appreciation that the Minister has made yourself available to come at a conference. So, the first question that I have relates to what you are reminding me is an instruction from the president when we was looking at increased contribution to job creation. Now, two aspects that I wanted to raise with you related thereto. As you were introducing the staff from the department, if my mathematics serves me correctly, about 80% of the staff that's here are in an active camp. Minister, we would like you to indicate to us what time frames are you setting to address that. Because we know that job uncertainty creates instability in the work environment. So are you, would you prepare to request that you give some indication? That's my first one. The second one is, in the ADP that we will look at later on, we find that the Department of Transport has been making use of consultants quite extensively in many instances. And we are worried about two aspects. The one is that we don't like the idea of using consultants. But the second part of that question is, to what extent have these consultants transferred skills to the food science side so that we would no longer need them? My next question would be related to a transport sector that is safe and secure. But I want to take another angle on that, other than the argument, the road accident part. Minister, you might be aware that the road accident fund indicates a deficit of 179.9 billion. That's the statistic that I got from our resource people in Ghana. But that was during 2016-2017. 179.9 billion. It's 221 now. My question on that is, Minister, because this boggles the mind, how has the Road Accident Fund been allowed to run such a gigantic deficit? Now, we know that those people that you are talking about, who are as pedestrians crossing a street now, and get injured, their only recourse is the road accident fund. And we're sitting with a public transport. We know many of our workers are using public transport, mostly taxis. And should they get injured, we find that the fund is incapable of providing them with sustainable livelihoods. And we're worried. My third and final point, Jefferson, is just the about the bus rapid transport. Minister, we have, not as this committee, but as members of the NCO, we looked at the BRT system in Hong Kong. We have heard good stories about public transport system in George, as well as the public transport system here in the Western Cape. It really is taking off the road. Although the problem with the Western Cape is people from the township saying that that is not available to them in the township in certain terms. But it's a good system. But it's not implemented properly. Let me just brag about the transport system in Zambia. When we engaged the BRT in Zambia, they said two things. The one is that at your station, your bus station, they have Wi-Fi. So students can go there. Nothing to do with transport, but the students can go there and they can access all the bus. They also told us, the officials there, that what they're doing at the bus station is that they're setting up spaces for small businesses. So you can take your tomatoes, your apples, your onions, and as people get off the bus, they prefer to buy them and then go home. Wonderful ideas that they've shared. So we are only using that to say the good thing. But can you help tell us also in terms of funding, when would those systems be operating at full scale? Chairman, you will allow me just my last question. which relates to the mission, we know that one of the strategies that we have at the moment in Sadhana is to look at linking, integrating the transport system within the Sadhana region. Are you able at this time to share with us to what extent we can also then assist in unlocking? Because the advantage that we have is that we're working closely as well with the Department of Trade and Industry as its electoral body, as well as the Department of International Relations. If there are anything that we can do as an international body to also ensure that that idea of an integrated transport system in South Africa is enhanced.
Thank you. Honourable Mathebo.
Thank you very much, Minister. Myself, I've grown up in a rural area in the other greater Germany. When I grew up, at school, they used to teach us about how to cook the food in school while I was still in high school. But nowadays, those lessons, there are none of us for in school. I think also we can engage with the Department of Education to take this lesson again to our kids at age. And then there were even road shows where the Department of Transport will come to our areas and teach us on how when you cross the road, when you walk on the road at night, you must wear white jeans. So that if a motorist comes and see that, oh, there is a but those road shows are no longer there. And then the other issue that I have seen in my state is carrying schools with cars that are not driving. More especially kids going to crash and also people who are going to work, they use buses. So I wanted to check with you, do you have a time frame where you are engaging with those people who are carrying to get the reliable transport, or are you going to provide them with a reliable transport by system so that our people might be able
to get that?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Is there any other hand? Because we're not going to have a second round. Okay. Another one from me, the issue that is affecting me and this gentleman personally. I know you're not responsible for a transport, but you regulate a transport, the safety of a transport. You know, we depend on SA Express from Cape Town to East London. There's no other airline that travels between East London and Cape Town. I mean, soon after the SA Express was grounded, I think in 2016, I met with the then Minister Tipu at one of the restaurants here, Peter, because I was checking where the replacement of this aircraft. And she told me that they're supposed to be replaced after 5 years. But she was confirming that some of them, in fact most of them, have been in operation for 10 years. And she said something that made me, you know, frightened. Because she said that she's been talking to those that are responsible for safety and nothing was happening. And then she told me that if a crash would happen one day, all she would do would be to just take her hand back and leave cabinet and resign immediately. That's how worried she was. And every time I step into that aircraft, I always say those words are haunting me. But we don't have a choice but use that aircraft. The second point I want to raise is on you mentioned this issue of ETOs, but I'm not sure what plans you have, Minister, to address, because it's definitely not working. the ethos in Gauteng. I know the Elise Sopa speech, the Premier of Gauteng, indicated that he was going to make arrangements to meet with the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, on this particular issue. But I also heard that you were also you said something in the media about also your reservation about the functioning of this system of it also. But what plans are you having? Thank you, Minister. But those are the questions there. And the okay. So they should just indicate that as they present the program, and then they will deal with those specific questions as part of the program.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Many of the key points
when you
in the hand for similar kind of intervention. He said, oh, go ahead, you get the man. But they accept for the the official of the Lord, unfortunately, I'm not in a position to be the leader. You know, government policy, the National Transport Master Plan, is asking to build a public transport system to move and guide by. That's why a successful transport system is offered. Your best bone is there. Then the rest of the transport, other forms of transport, they link into that. So that's the future that we'll commit ourselves in order to address. Now, the train is not running on time, too. That's what I hope with this appointment of the new pastor. And I said to them, I know you can't do that in 12 months, but you must lay a very strong foundation to begin to turn around the management of trains. And I've been concerned, I've said this in public, I know I won't spend. But the transfer citizenship is an idea rather than providing and pushing a way. So there's something that is within our purview. And just a question on humanity has been answered, because the matter is now before you. I would agree with you. It's something which you can intervene with in order to deal with this problem whilst we are looking at the act of being room, the rest of the aspect of it. On addressing the issue of, I've already identified this whole book. The next issue and the other thing is that the children made the one. Next week, 2 weeks from now, end of the month. I think that within the next 3 to 4 months, that's my commitment to say. Let me know why sometimes it takes months. That's in government, you know, government functions. Now, you're to administer the government for time. And sometimes, to get 3 ministers together in 1 month, or 2 days, 1.5 days, 2 days, I think that's not easy. So, this was some, but this is for months. I'm determined that I should actually have this known position. So that one of the entities I met with is the Road Expert. I was very proud of my friend. In fact, it's better. The CFO may be able to explain this better. No private entity that I meet with a long is a private. There are many, many challenges in the world. That is why part of our answer is to have this turn it into a road test. The legislation that has been around for quite some time. Now we are only yes, we are trying to get a seat by cabinet.
Yes. But there's lots of Tibetans around there. Where do you think the members of the parliament that will play and control it and all the but we urge that we prioritize because we believe that with this change we may be able to eliminate national security. Part of the problem with protests and violence is that it has been targeted by some lawyers. I was not saying all that. If you see a lawyer staying in a mansion somewhere in the country, you might have something to do with it. No, that's the lawyer. Two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs do not make a right. Anybody, for instance, now, so anyone in the world can play, and without anything. That's not a question. That's also kind of what it means to the scheme of we're all lot of I don't know, I'm always complaining with the CFO and for other people that you don't even come to an official one. Would you protest in how many years? 750 billion? By 2022 at this rate. But we don't come with the government. When we are talking for a head of government, we are not government. We also owe our people, by the way, who are not paying. But we are trying that with the money that we get each year. To pay as much as possible. For instance, there's a few mobile parks now that would come in asking people to come and check the advice of members of the state and also those who never applied to benefit to involve in pressure and so on to also come and check. We just did with this point, by the way, that making on roadshows. I'm aware that the Road Traffic Management Corporation has got a doctor staff, doctor staff too, like one had a
because you stole our
in a way, it has been undermined. For instance, we've created too many agents. And one effect of that is to take up that between out of the party. And agents that are often paying 3-4 times more. If we had it there today, they want to pay a pitch in the party. That's creating this problem then of, and also of course we live in a capitalist system. People with expertise in this area are demanded and wanted in the rest of the transport sector. And they end up knowing. Some of them become consultants. They identify gaps in government. But it's a broader human resource that that's creating government. But I wish to specifically what is happening in the society. As we are actually waiting. Yes, oh, I'm sure that you will come in on this issue of changing the law of the last thing. We are still, again, that's a detail that perhaps our client has been to. I agree that some VRTs are a successful. I don't know how they do that, but one of the biggest challenges facing VRC is dividing from the checklist. That's a big issue. And then you start having a fight. Because we are, the VRC system, this is a concept also is to bring the checklist that we have for, in a better way, that we use to our checklist. There is also a constraint that municipalities are really doing. Well, yes, but also municipalities are not the same. Even the local level, there are different things that you can do as a one size fits all, but not everything in terms of negotiating or establishing the you see, transport is a massive system that is going to be there. For sure, it's not going to be there. But I don't know. Let me not say what we're going to do. It may be municipal. But one of the things that the president said is that just this round that he has done has been incredible in practice, because he has visited quite a number of such countries. One of the things that all of them said is counterpart. Why can't we have such a role in the United States? All of them. Whether it's Zambia, who will happen, including Malawi.
Yes.
Also, I've been very good. And the president was saying, why don't we explore the possibility of cooperation such that we can even create, say, a budget kind of, okay, we're complementing this country, have an overarching agency that's just a good thing. But transport is not just the need to integrate transport. Transport itself is an instrument for broader regional economic integration. So it's an area this which I really want customers to take a very interest. As now we're talking about regional integration, we are the academics in the 1980s, theorizing that later. Now I'm afraid we must be honest. Let's see if one can make a concrete and practical contribution. I said, well, I'm committed, by the way, that I think the truth is that we're important. Or found an effective way through the intergovernmental relations framework to to address the issue of the management of school education. Because also, by the way, the disadvantage, no education department has power to regulate transport or any transport. So it depends on the Department of Education. Have to take away the MSB for transport, the legislature, can you regulate it? And it's important that maybe as the National Department should play an important time to influence how the matter is. Well, Honorable Chairperson, you complain about your essay express. I also have my own complaint about essay adding to Johannesburg and Paris. Because this is my own, you know. Yes, we are responsible for regulation and license. This is an area that of civil aviation, because we are, of course, globally respected aviation. I went to Africa, the air transport, air traffic, and ATM. They told me a statistic that I was not aware of. That South Africa and ATM is responsible for 10% of the world. Large parts of the continent are networked and I didn't know if you had the power that OAS have with an international airport for the air traffic control. You can see aeroplanes at Egypt. That's the kind of technology and expertise that you have developed. But I've also heard about a number of complaints about some of the airlines. I don't know, I'm sure that Air Express was the only one flying between Cape Town and England.
I don't know the price because it's just to pick up booking the in Parliament.
The rule is that if we don't spend our own money, we should ask. When we spend our own, we know exactly how much it costs. The route between Peter Maritzburg and Johannesburg is possibly the most expensive. A single trip is 2,500. Now, Airlink has requested that we meet with me. I want to meet with them all there. We also want to meet with SAA. Because SAA does give people come and complain to us that they think that we run SAA, the Department of Justice, in New York. At the moment, we run by Treasury. And this was in public as a private. I think that's engaged because I would like to meet all the airlines and just find out what's going on. Because we have an interest in the information. We have an interest in the information. So, perhaps we can just engage it. But yeah, if there are any specific. Because I'm told that there seems to be a pattern now. That whenever SAA goes out, any time, there is some suspicion that something may not be possible. But we have to look into this as well as the area of opportunity. You know, Chair, as I am, I told this story in the first meeting that. After President Mandela, the lake, after he retired, we used to visit him once or twice a year to visit him about once or twice a year. So around 2008, he had told us before that a few years before 2008, that he wanted to write a supplement about his years as president. He was long over 2,000 covers. So I asked him, innocently, around 2008, in one of the reasons that I started. By the way, when I finish your book, you know you're 16 or so
forth. Yeah.
It's like only my enemies asking that. Because he had run out of things to write it. So now I'm making him feel uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm raising that chair because I'm tempted into space to your question on his soul, but only my enemies. Look, we have discussed this lesson. But each time you say this, less people care.
Yeah.
Because they think, the government is discussing it, it's possible that it may be spread. There are many challenges about this. And I don't think that they actually inadequate to say it on the lot of campaigning and not for the fact of the matter is that we hold out the state. I know there are different views. They stop this thing, fund it through the Q&A. Some people say, well, if I stay in Quinton, why should I fund highway better insurance? And also, who pays when the traffic goes there? It's the poor. And the working class, because the impact of the student has got impact on a whole range of food, transport, and so on. That's why I was saying today that the issue of user pay and the issue of how to finance our it's a broader political discussion with the country and human we are looking at a whole range of options at the moment. The first day we presented some options to nothing now and then rather than what we're talking about. And it says no open and explore that option. I'm not a keyboard disruption today. What are some of those options? Because we are clear though we have Q&A. You can't even finalize whatever option without engaging. So the stakeholders that are buying in whatever we are selling. But it's not an internet. We don't have a state.
Yeah.
Like my enemies asked me about people. Thank you very much.
Sir. Oh, thank you very much, I was the provincial secretary in Perpetua, of course, until 2014. So I was sitting in the CEC. So I, every time when it comes to this issue, I always put my COSA to care.
When it comes.
Yeah, I did, actually. But I also. Actually, I also sent you a Facebook message on your birthday on Saturday. Forgot to mention that the minister, it was his birthday on the 40th, but unfortunately, he was at the funeral of Mama. I mean, maybe April is not a good month. I'm sure. In 1993, on the 10th of April, 4 days before your birthday, Comrade Chris and he passed away. So it's not, you normally maybe you don't enjoy your birthday in April because there's always something. Thank you very much. We will allow then the DG and his team to take us through the program. But you also, members when they come, because they already have the book itself, the APP, and also the PowerPoint presentation. So you deal with the highlights. Because also by 12:30 we must be done, because as the NCOP we have a sitting this afternoon. So over to you, Gigi.
Chairman, may I propose that the department ignores the first sentence and maybe start from page 19, where we talk about the actual the actual
agency.
Page 19.
Okay.
And do for us maybe from page 19 to page 34, and then skip again and go to page 41 to the end. With your
permission. That's not a fact. Okay. Unless there are also other areas that you want to emphasize on for the purpose of the committee.
I think it is fair. For the last 5 years, I've been doing it. It's good to feel that a business to just, I mean, to look on the ATV for the majority of the health. So, I think you see our candidates have been almost in the show. And, you know, that this will be the last year of the administration. So, we are racking up on the side of the
and then
that the next process of justice is terrible, but we are supposed to do the financial administration, supply chain management, risk management, financial management, basically, this is the, as I indicated, administration program, program one.
Thank you.
then we have the other part of the system, the green construct, which is the first system of the final master plan. And in 1890, we have been through our we've indicated that the business is the main policy. We're finalizing the main policy. We will start with the we have already started, but we'll continue the conversation with the best of our way. And thank you for having me. If you're not, unfortunately, come to follow me. And I hope that we will get out of this process of time and stuff. And we will also conduct the session. IRAC is the International Economic Association. The federal government is important to start in trade on this issue of the economic because of some of the that's a part of those institutions that will then be the school. We have finalized our own transport side of the private sector and the state sector. We made that into a building government-wide system as well. Given that our transport sector in the coming year will be the next also in the Eastern Problem we will with the National Railway System and process it to have it also because of the delays in the current policy not coming. This way, there is some of the improvements that we have for students of the political leadership of the Arab market. I wrote a very specific way now. So, improving policy, a matter of the policy determination, but also roadside for the our program, 4%. We finalized the print paper on those policies, and then we finalized the final policy, which is the government for approval. We continue to monitor the upper content and analyze for the most of what we need. Not to ensure that they adhere to the conditions of the transport transfer, but also that they are using the money to work there and one that has to consume the money for parking also, that's the money on the internet and so forth. And then we finalize also the other road development plan. Also in those, we are consolidating the attempting to consolidate the those entities where the business is doing the sale of funds from one to three roads together. What comes to mind of doing is we have already have a contract document on this to build together the rest of our CRC and because I can see that it's a lot of the resources of that CRC. And then we have an approved national road safety strategy. This is where the issues of transport and the traffic security comes in. This is where the issue of professionalizing the traffic law enforcement comes in. Those things have been pronounced in the road safety strategy, and we continue to implement that in the previous year, the last two
the medicine is called
and
Can you stop there now and first go to then the budget? Because my worry is that it's after 12 now already.
Okay.
Some of the emphasis that you're making, you can make them when you respond to questions.
I'm not ready.
Oh. Okay. To skip. Yeah, I was worried that you, while you mentioned that you would keep them, but you still take us
to.
This is the budget summary. The budget is now sitting at about 59.7 billion. In the year 2018, ended in March 2018, the adjusted budget was sitting also flat at 59.7. You see that the growth on the budget for 2016 has been about 4 billion. In the next year, we grew by about 3 billion. In the year that has just passed, we also have grown about 3 billion, and now it has now been flattened out, indicating fiscal consolidation issues that we have had to cut the budget in the area of mainly rail transport and road transport. This is one of the billion. You will see that much more of the money that we spend is in. 27 billion is in road transport. The 18 billion we are spending in rail transport, and we spend about 12 billion 12.9 billion in public transport. But for purposes of interpreting this budget, you can take it that rail transport means public transport for all intents and purposes. You know, the money that is going to go in the main and brass. You will see it in the transfers as well. The next slide will deal with this by what we call economic classification. You will see that 58 billion of that 9.58.6 billion of that 9.7 actually goes to transfer and subsidies. We do transfer money to our entities, but the majority of the money also transfer into grants that go to provinces and municipalities as well. Compensation of employees for the statistics, this is a cap that was given by the National Treasury. It will grow to about 570 for the outlying year. Next slide. This is just the allocation of compensation of employees in taking that average annual is 10.1. Part of the rationale of what we had, why certain codes have not been used for a long time, is that we had an establishment that was not funded. We have managed now to discuss matters with the legislature, and they have agreed to give us some more money in this medium term of about an average annual increase of about 10%, which will help us to grow this code and the minister that we need to take over time. Next slide. Here is a slide, Chair, that becomes very important because 98% of our budget is in transfer. That's where we spend most of our budget. The biggest chunk of our budget goes to Brasa with 18.7 billion, followed by Sandra, which is 16.6 billion. Followed by what we call provincial road maintenance grant. What we have done, Chair, we are going to leave this with the Community Secretary to distribute, is the breakdown of all those grants in terms of provinces in the community by Sisnana. We thought that the committee will mostly be interested in how much is allocated to negative provinces and how much. So we have done this in the breakdown that we have the PRMG is the one that the DJ has been talking about, which is the maintenance of the Chicago. PTOG, which is what we call bus subsidies. These are old bus subsidies that we have. It's based 5.9 billion financial year. Then there's PTNG. You can just call it PRG, so there are 6.2 billion. And the rest then goes to our entities actually get about 200 million of that, and also the rest is get up to that. Next slide will be just the smaller transfers that we have. We do have a bigger amount of transfers that we need to take in the form of a capital subsidy called capitalization, which is tax scraping. 411 million this year. I must say that we have struggled with that program. We have not had the number of take-ups of taxis that are coming into the space, mainly because people are complaining about the scraping allowance not being enough. Because at the time when it was launched, we were giving close to 50% of the value of the new vehicle, in which case we say that we do. We do support South African National Safety Council, SANTAVO, with about 21 million. They do get that every year in support of the activity. And of course there is about 17 million that we set aside for international organizations like the IMO and ICAO. I think that's the end of the presentation. I would give this to the committee. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, TG and CFO, for the presentation. We now give opportunity to members to ask questions. Let me just check one. What we'll do, depending on the number of questions, if we've got more questions, we will ask the DG to respond to those that you can, but then the rest of the questions, we could have them in writing to the committee secretary, and the committee secretary would then circulate their responses to members via their email. I'm taking questions. Any hands? Okay. Can I have a show of hands? Honorable Matibula, Honorable Mabue, Honorable Mapuebu. We're going to only have one round. Okay. Okay. All right. You're free to also send the written questions up, even after the meeting. Yeah. Yeah. Honorable Matibula? Sorry? Oh, Mapuebu first. Oh, okay. All right.
The handle still protest.
and would ask you to maybe look into that. And if it's possible, DG, through the chapter, if you could give us a written report on exactly how I am dealing with the situation. My second question, Chapter, is about on slide 30, when you're talking about admission transformation. We have seen many of our black young women complain about the lack of transformation, and they are eager to get into that space, but I say that there are obstacles for them to get into that space. Could you tell us whether you are aware of that and what is being done to address the problem? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mathieu.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, mine is based on a technical role, the maintenance plan. When the minister was present today, he had something that is very more important about this grant being directed to other, the money being directed to other people. So I want to check what methods do you use to make sure that the money is directed exactly to the road maintenance, because our road is in bad shape in most of the areas. When we can have it, especially for us when we come to solve, our roads are very bad. So I just wanted to check on you on that one. Thank you.
Thank you. I think those are the questions. Others will be sent then to the department in writing. But you can deal with these, yeah, all of them, because they are few.
Thank you, sir. I've never had to talk to you about that. Why do you pay some now? Nevertheless, we created Sankara. Sankara was created by Dhamma. Created by us. Sankara comes from the recommendation of water from the National Recommendation in the 1993 when the government violence. There was much violence at the time, and the alien had to fight for food, and so on, and so on. Then, part of what they agreed to and was to create a unified national council for peace, which will then be supported by government until it is on its own feet. Now, because there was a realization, this issue of this is not based on the direction of that now. So there was a realization that because this is a formal sector, it does not operate on the basis of schedule, and the rules are not necessarily defined. Then the best way for us as the technical council, I'll take this with us. The best way to assist the industry is then to assist them to capitalize the athletes. Also after realization that the reactors were very old and unsafe. Now, they then formed Sakabu. And then there were those who were dissatisfied with that democratization process. They protested and they went out. They split out. Then Minister Gala Omar at the time asked MEC of the whole Minister of the Star, not at the time, to reconvene them. To understand what were the challenges prior to building the challenges. They went to Durban in 2000 to go and create again a unified strategy.
And then the address that it ends, Unfortunately, I believe that there were those who for lack of a better word, there were those who did not want to accept. And then again went out. Unfortunately, at the time, government made it very clear that we will continue. I mean, we will not again be impacted, we will continue. And then that was the start of the task or as a support of the country to the start of us assisting Sarkar with the official related issue with the aim that part of what we will call empowerment, the reform and operation is there for civil food and the government of the school house. Now we spend the rest of the people in the heavy other outside, not inside. So I just want to make it very clear that Santiago was the government committee. And then we now have the those that did not want to come in. Unfortunately they are now becoming a call that do not ignore. This is they are doing much, much better than what they are now. And Santiago is the few and this is why you now have a strong NPA. So NPA was not and never been known by government. And that is why government is being obligated to take all those undertakings it made in 1990. The idea was that even the bus contract in the current form will then be performed. So then hope in the safety that will come to the next service. Unfortunately, again, if you were to do the right now, if you really want to then do the right, that could even not be in England, you need 3 times the amount of it. The minus look big, but you need 3 times that to be able to know what the so that is the story around Sanhar. It is different associations that they form themselves and then brought together in for national front by government and then government was obligated to support that front. Now, I will take it to this issue of yes, the certificate colonization program was designed to deal with the old grass at the time and then thereafter the owners will continue. Now here is the reality and unfortunately that was the flaw in that program under the initial feature of the program. That as the S3, if the route is busy, that is the actual will get correct again. And then there was no plan to deal with the new crack. All the examples that we started scraping in 2007, some of them have been replaced twice of some time. Now that is why we now said we need to reduce this sector very carefully. To ensure that one, there is greater involvement of the examples and government gets them out of the system. Because the ownership at the time was going to make it is now 54% of the case. So that was this person to come and assist them to ensure that they create this cooperation that has spent some time on that. And the government came up, but also come up with a replacement strategy. Because if you have to do it once more, within 3 to 4 years, they are better getting to the problem. That was the challenge. But at the time, it was indicated that we were paying 50,000 for the same. Now we then introduced what we call the
They are at around 475,000. And we have been increasing the scripting allowance by the PCR. We are still at around 8,000. It is about 18%. So that's a deposit. Part of what we are going to do is to again increase the scripting. That's why the thing is going down for people to build their vehicles. People that build their vehicles, but they can no longer afford a new vehicle. So they let it into this campaign for and they become too dangerous because they are more dangerous than the ones who come to the now that is why it takes a big cap the involvement of government is dangerous but the takes a big cap, we are not killing it because we want to carry the capitalization of the extent where you continue forcing, but you can't force it now. Because if you force it, they say, you change my vehicle, the new one is not going to be so those are the dynamics around which we have new with. But if we had enough money and good design for the rest of the country, we would then say, this is the solution. It does not need to be invested, it needs to be invested. And then zero testing report, let's see how it's going to go into this next group after transport. And it needs to be done very carefully so that we are then not being accused of killing a safety transport. But that actually is coming the same. We will find out what is happening, how much the providers want. We do have a complete solution. We went very closely with the crime intelligence at the end of the day. We do get the report about and that is why, in the main, that relationship was happening to the agency. It was and has happened in the balance. It was and has to maintain the level of violence. It is lower, the nationality is lower for the last 10 years. If you recall, mid 90s up to early 2000 at this point. So we do cooperate and work with them. And they help us. There are different areas where they also meet. They are human, but we are often that we whether it's competition or concentration or economic regulation, you are going to have pressure. And the issue is how is that. We have to develop the transformation strategy for agriculture. Part of the issues we have identified is this area. What we are going to do, which is one of the things that we want to do, you cannot go to a junior to do this. They are not that good. So that's what we want to do. But two, even on pilot, we'll find even the lives of SAA and the others before they appoint to them, set themselves very high value. Quite a lot of numbers, but it is understandable. In the air, there is no near me. And unfortunately, there is a solution. 9 out of 10 times, it's not successful. So, while we are aware and want to believe that it is important that you need a certain training, there's some amount of numbers. We need to make sure that is not used to prevent others from coming into the space. If we have realized the majority of the pilots on the commission side, both the SAA and the others, are your former Air Force personnel. And that is where we need to also be
things of God, when we work together with definitely to make sure that it is this hour that is the appropriate, because they gain experience there and there is a season for them to come to the hour. But we have identified this demand for many, many hours to be a barrier. We are working on how we still need to maintain the highest level of professionalism, but also that not being used to present the answer. I was told, I'm not a pilot, but I was told that it is more difficult to be in a communication line. That's the real thing. So that's how they set the standard there at the beginning of the training. Put it there, way high, so that it is much better on the standard line. But again, like I said, our upgraded is that we have been doing well for years, for decades, in terms of unless you're looking like you are the ones that are working in the lower space, the smaller ones, because the majority of them don't have your. So you can see it on the radar, but you may not even be able to find it by yourself. But there in the upper space, the same thing. Unfortunately, if it fails, you go out, then it's amen. I've dealt with the majority of them, so I don't want to add, but we also have to deal with the dollar issue for the challenge.
Yeah. The issues about anti-fraud and corruption, so I think we have developed one with the department. The one that we are talking about is the one that deals with the actual safety centers and cyber liability. We are quite comfortable that the work that is done by the RTMC and we work together with the Hawks and all that. And we just want the right thing and all that. So far, 19,000. We do make arrests every other week in that area of travel. Because if you, when we did the first last time, when we checked about perception of illegal corruption, anyone who tells you they've ever paid the price is a trafficker. An area that we need effort to ensure that, and that will help us, I think, with the issues around food production. The grants that are directed to other things, we do the monitoring. We've had a couple of issues, I think, with different provinces, Northwest was one of them, but couple of provinces also where they spend the money. We do go there, we do audit. If we feel that the money is not being used for what purpose, we do audit and check whether the money is being used for that. And in certain cases, we do stop the grant. We are allowed to do that. The DJ, the transferring officer, is expected to do that. So it's something that we have to do. The roads are in a bad shape. Indeed they are, most of them, and they are deteriorating. The challenge is for provinces. Every time we increase the provincial road maintenance grant, part of the equitable share is used. And that creates a problem. So what we have done is try to change the conditions. We are now wanting to agree that we must agree if we give them a rent, maybe they must begin at least. So that we encourage them to actually spend more money rather than when we put in more money they spend. Because this fund was a joint grant where we're supposed to co-fund the maintenance. The minister has said that we must also deal with the issue around the rap and the road accident. I think the simple vision of Orbit is to say you have got a life cover, and the day you die, no one knows how much you're going to get paid. 10 guineas can be 500,000, it can be 500 million. And this is the way the whole dividend comes in. So if you think about it in the insurance model, if you throw it in and you give it a natural baby for it, you are not going to be able to compete with the insurance. You have a lot of what are predetermined and maybe assumptions that make it very difficult. So with RAP we are trying to try and bring cap on it, but as well be able to see the difficulty with the road of the advantage. If I am the one that is guilty, no one will pay for me. And you can't sue, instead of suing me, you sue the bank. So they step in that. So that's what is the problem. RAP is going to be an open system where all the other people will be covered. The question is how much do you want to cost us and make what we are working on and all these things to make sure that people are. Secondly, it is intellectually free. So someone must be at fault. So firstly, we must establish who's at fault before we can pay. That creates a lot of lawyers sitting in because someone hires a lawyer, the other one hires a lawyer, when they go to court, they must then become a local court. We think that we must bring in an insurance officer and not necessarily make it mutually involved. And that's what we are going to be working on. And it's something that the department wants support from the community tomorrow on the introduction of RAP and the RAP.
Can I respond to that?
They then are no longer dependent on the government.
But before we do that, and for as long as there is this thing that we have created, we would not have honored what the recommendation of the health service is saying, when to pull out. That is, when they are self-confident and they are not. So we believe that going forward, if these systems were put in place as part of the church program, and it should work, we will be able to assess if they are still in this they still need operational cost funding from the government, or they can recoup their operational cost from their so, I might not say we will stop in 2015, but this new system, if it comes in September, we will be able to assess how much is coming in, if my minister is there, or whether it is there to then is it enough to make sure that the government has got nothing to do with the safety people anymore. But I must say that also assistance are there to maintain the relationship with some time, or even to some extent control the violence. Because the people that you have that kind of relationship is there to call and say you are not and you shall not block the highway because of 1, 2, 3. They will tend to listen to you much more better if you are in a way assisting them somehow. I'm not saying lose money. I'm saying the relationship is better.
Yeah.
They are not on their own. We are able to regulate the thing. Because the SPPC came with 3 key recommendations. There were many sub recommendations, but one of them was economic assistance, formalization, and regulation. We have achieved regulation and formalization. Out in terms of economic process, but not from those operations there. So that is like a slight challenge, and unfortunately it might not be possible for me to say by the end of the year when we saw in this thing that they are kicking in September. You know how much can be able to absorb the operational cost, but it's more operational than overhead.
Thank you very much. I'm a bit panicking now in that we agree that we'll finish at 12:30. We need to adopt the report. I was persuading Honorable Launch that if we can just stay on a bit, because his departure is going to affect the quorum. But he said to me, no, he's got, I've got his vote on the report and also on the minutes. So now I'm worried that other people might also want to leave. I want us to stop at this stage now, and then we just get others in writing. Members, can we then adopt the report? I'll read the resolution. A report of the SLEC Committee on Economic and Business Development on Budget Vote 35, Department of Transport on their annual performance plan and budget 2018-2019, dated 18 May 2018. The SLEC Committee on Economic and Business Development, having considered budget vote 35, transport and annual performance plan of the department, reports that it has concluded its deliberations thereon. Report to be considered. So we need a mover and a second so that this statement is then 86. Any seconder? Can we have a second? Oh, Honorable Father. Okay. The report is adopted. I just want to indicate also to the PLO that on the 25th of May, we will be having a budget vote in the NCOP on transport. So if they can make sure that the minister is aware of that on the 25th, but I'm sure the correspondence from the office of the chief will come. But I'm just taking this opportunity because I come from the programming committee meeting. It is 25th of May. 25th of May, but there's a whole debate on transport. So Minister will be opening that debate on transport. Yeah. So I just want to indicate now so that you are all aware. We're done with the report, but I'm told that lunch is served. Yes, but I'll ask members to remain so that we adopt the minutes and also deal with some announcements. So in the meantime, the DC and the team can, you are invited to lunch. Thank you very much. Honourable members, we have minutes, three sets of minutes. Can we leave the fire, please? TMT. Can we deal with the minutes of the, unfortunately because of these changes, members, to the program of the NCOP, we have not been able to sit as a committee. And as such, we have a backlog in terms of the adoption of minutes. If you remember, this is the first, if not the second meeting this year because of those things. So we have minutes now of the meeting that is dated the 28th November. It was a briefing by International Trade Administration Commission as well as the Competition Commission on their annual report. Okay. Honorable Makwem? Okay. 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 Correcting? Okay, correcting them. Page 1. Oh, African National Congress. Yeah, correcting them. Oh, the name, yes. Oh, Damagamaku. Yeah. Even African National Congress is not involved. Oh, page 1 is in full. Oh, there's no name. There's no name of this.
And there's a doctor on top of it. The only doctor we have in this committee is Dr. Ali. So he can't be
present and have a
committee. Okay. And who is the person from the focus? Because when Michale was here, he was here.
Yeah. Okay. Can I clarify it? So just clarify for the sake of who was this mistake of the African National Congress project?
Can you say something that I can't?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that is. he appears under apologies as well, but also there's a mistake of how there.
Oh.
Yeah, and the attendant. But then, then under apology. But I know you were there when we were dealing with the ITEC and competition commission. You were there. Remember? Yeah. No, you were there. I remember when we dealt with the competition commission. I can still remember even that year.
So for people
who
don't
know,
can I
this
amendment?
With this amendment.
Oh.
Okay. Can we have a second one? I saw Mr. Faber was raising, Honorable Faber was raising. Second, okay. The next set of minutes?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We should say in the Christmas we get
it. So we should not then adopt this until the. Okay, all right. Or then. Oh, all right. Okay. All right. No, that's fine. The next one is the 13th of February. The presentation by organization and doing. Oh, this was the Arthur. Yeah, public hearing. Okay.
But just as a matter of fact, there were documents that we were from.
Okay. All right. Can you follow up on those statements? Including these that you were talking about, the responses to the questions, we need to get those responses. The last one is the 20th of February. You are not present. Oh, you're moving. Okay. Any second? Okay. Second. Okay. Honorable members, that's an announcement. You know, we, as I keep on indicating, that we're running out of time in terms of these APPs. This is the first one, the very first one, out of the six departments. Now, you remember that we wanted to have meeting on Friday. But in the program, I'm coming from the programming committee, the programming committee, that we should not have those meetings on Friday because the fear of a quorum and a waste of resources. Now, also, the next week we're supposed to be having a NCOP local government week program. But that has been now shifted to that week that was meant for the oversight visit to Limpopo. So we're no longer having an oversight to Limpopo now, because that week is now we're going to have a local government week. But what we then the programming committee said that we must use that for next week now for committee. Now we're trying to approach departments that are ready to table there. But on Wednesday, Department of Economic Development has agreed to come and present Wednesday, next week. Because there was not going to be any, I know it's, Wednesday is your committee, but we tried to talk to them to come on Tuesday, but they say on Tuesday they will be presenting in the portfolio committee. And they requested that instead then they should come on Wednesday. I don't know if you already have something for Wednesday.
No. We're going to come and be on Tuesday.
What I'm saying is that we're still pursuing other departments so that we can have as many departments as possible. Because otherwise our program is full term. That's why we're considering Friday. Now that we're not going to use Friday, we want to use whatever data available, including next week as well. In fact, even Thursday for that matter, next week, Thursday.
Chairman, I have a problem if you take Wednesday without consulting with our committee secretary.
I know that we're supposed to, for Wednesday, are meant for the trade and industry, trade and the international relations. But because that next week was meant, in any case, for local government week. Otherwise, if it was a normal Wednesday where I know there's a meeting of, I was going to come to you, not even to the committee secretary, but because we under pressure with regard to this APT, we thought that perhaps we could even use the whole of week except Friday. I'm tabling it as a proposal, not that it's something that I'm saying it should happen. But I would have, if it was a normal Wednesday, where there was no program at all in the NCOP, I would definitely consult with yourself.
No, we have consulted.
Yes.
And we have continued to But the reason why we're doing that is for trade and international relations are only taking 1 month, which is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And for this department, we have
three. Yeah.
So, like I said, in that line, let's give you both dates.
Yeah.
So that we can deal with the APTs for economic
investment
and
climate,
both
Tuesday and
Wednesday.
But also we checking with members if Thursday, because also Thursday there was not going to be anything. If we are able to get a department for Thursday, can we go ahead? Okay. So let's say then Tuesday and Wednesday. But then the other week, on May Day, there's a May Day on Tuesday. We won't be able to have a committee. But what is happening is that, which is also something that we need to consult on. Then Wednesday in the afternoon, there's a plenary on the Dora division of revenue. We want to check with you if we can we have a meeting in the morning of the committee, and then in the afternoon we attend the plenary. Because otherwise it means that the second of May. Yes, but I was checking because the Dora is at 4. It started 4, that's what it was at. Because the problem is that there's a committee that is sitting on appropriating. Now they must then adopt the report, and that report must then be circulated to members long before, on the same day, but long before that's why they shifted it to 4 now, 4 o'clock, so that parties can have time to look at that report and prepare their declaration. So meaning that, that's why I'm suggesting that before then that time, even before, let's say if we may even start at 11 for that matter, and then we have a committee meeting from 11, say, until maybe say 2 or so, maybe arrange lunch, and then at 4 then we go to the plenary session. Anything?
Okay. I have no problem with the danger, but in my diary, the Parliamentary Group of International Relations has been struggling to have a workshop.
Okay.
And they have asked us to book that they did not consult.
Okay.
The implication is if that workshop happens, both the Honorable Dikhale and myself.
You won't be
to
be.
But it's not consult.
Okay, so we liaise with yourself and then send the notice to members if it's not taking place on that day. But if it's taking place, we'll also inform members that they won't be able to have a committee meeting on that day. So that was because we want to make sure that we try to reduce the number of these departments. we may never know, even with other dates, the NCOP might come and say there is another activity, and it throws the whole program of committees upside down.
What we will have to do, Chair, is probably take what you have asked us to do.
Yeah.
In writing to the members.
Yeah.
The three of us, four of us.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
We have nine. So I would want to propose, which I could have done outside the meeting, because we don't have any study group for the DDIT.
Okay.
That maybe we meet as a joint management committee, let's call it about that, and we can formally put these things together and communicate it by lunchtime today.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay, no, that's what.
Tomorrow there's no committee.
Yeah, there's no committee, there's no focus. Yeah, no, that's fine. I agree.
For the same of my name, remember the way that because of the changes now, we have venue problems in St. Colman. So the chances that we have to go out for a meeting, that is on the card.
Oh, okay. I'm informed by committee assistant that because of these changes, we may have problem with venue. So we will to settle with this kind of arrangement. No. No, it's not. People, please, not this one.
Which one do you want?
Please, not this hotel. You can try another one. You know, the noise here is terrible. Yeah, maybe that's another. You remember that one we used for the strategic committee planning?
Or the town one.
You know that one? Were you here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one. Please try that one. Yeah. But as soon as we confirm. You can start with it for the Wednesday one, for the confirmed, yeah, the ETG one.
Connected.
Yeah, connected. ETG is confirmed, so you can start to pick that one for Wednesday.
Thank you, Mr. T.